Shalom Evracha, we continue our preparations for the Lail HaGodl Shel Lail HaSeder. We were speaking about the Psukim of Halil. The first two Prokim of Halil talk about the fact that we became Avdei Hashem. Hashem did the miraculous Yetzias Mitzrayim, changed all the laws of nature for us. And we became the Am Kodesh Takodesh Bohu, Hoysa Yudo Lekodesh. That's the first half of the Seder, reliving the fact that we were Me'ashbas Yom Evyon. We're in such a lowly state, and Hashem took us Lo'ishivim Nedivim through all those Nisim. The second half of the Halal is talking about the continuation of Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the trials and tribulations of history. And we tell Hashem, Lo'ilono, Hashem Lo'ilono. We say twice. It's not for us. We don't have enough zchuyos. We don't have enough reason that Hashem should have a special hashgach over us. But because for the sake of your kvod shemayim, you should care for us and give us an hashgach l'malam min hateva because of your chesed and your emes. That's the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed v'emes. And the way was zeicha to Yeshua Hashem is these two things. If we have chesed v'emes, Hashem has chesed v'emes. Chesed is our caring for one another within the family, outside of the family, caring in our feelings to one another, and our tzokas to one another. Amitecha, the truth, guided by Torah, being kovei ourselves to Torah. Baruch Hashem, the base medrash is being used nonstop. It's a kiddush Hashem. And then we say, why is it Kvod Shemayim? Because the rest of the nations, they go to their Elilim. They go to the Avodah Zarah, and the Avodah Zarah have no life. In the Psukim we speak out, they have a mouth, they have eyes, they have ears, they have noses, they have hands. It's referring to the five different chushim that a person has. Seeing, hearing, smelling, talking with a mouth. That's the highest thing one could do with his mouth, his hands, to feel. They have no life, their Avodah Zarah. They're following something that has no value at all. But we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we're saying. Keneged that, Yisrael betach b'Hashem, Beis Aaron, bitchu b'Hashem, yirei Hashem, bitchu Hashem. The three levels of Klal Yisrael, the general Klal Yisrael, Beis Aaron is the Kohanim Leviim, that have a special level, and yirei Hashem, any person that has a high level of living a life, interacting with HaKadosh Baruch constantly. Hashem is Ezra Mamoginam Hu. He is the one who protects us. So these are the two ways of going through life. Either life of Avodah Zarah, putting our bitochin in things that have no value. Today's Avodah Zarah is the news. People listen to the news and that's what calms them down. That's what shakes them up. All the kfir that's going on in the news. But we are Batach Hashem. We don't have to connect ourselves to that unfortunate way of going through life, attributing everything to physical things. Betach b'Hashem, we have bitochen b'Hashem. Before it happens, we have peace of mind, and after it happens. We know this year Hashem made a nes a week ago that anybody who knows anything about it, you speak to any expert, it was impossible to happen that not one Jew was hurt by these missiles. It doesn't make a difference what the news tells you before and afterwards. The bunch of leitzonim, the mumchim, I spoke to various people in the army and in these fields, that not one person was hurt is something supernatural. The fact that America, England, and Jordan got together also to help protect the Jews, which all these countries are not lovers of us. This is all Hashem's orchestration, and today we had another tremendous nes that happened in Yerushalayim. There were Arabs that were armed with rifles and axes, and they were right outside one of the most busiest shtiblach. Hundreds and hundreds of people davening there without their own arms. And the rifle didn't shoot, and all kind of things we cannot understand happened. They ran away, and Baruch Hashem, just three people lightly injured. This is a nes, l'malam min hateva. We have to open up our eyes and realize, Yisroel betach b'Hashem, there was a shul of Yisroel betach b'Hashem, of Beis Aaron, Yirei Hashem, guided by a Rav who's a big tzaddik, I know him personally, is always Isaac B'Sholem. day and night making peace between people. This is the Batach Bashem. And this is the way we have to be. We have to realize everything outside of Hashem is dead. It's not alive. And we have the life. And with that, to me, it's Hashem. If we have the Bitochim Hashem, Hashem Zechonu Yivorech, He'll bring us Brocha. If we connect to Him, He'll connect us. He'll bring down pouring of Brocha. And then once again, those three will get their Brocha. Beis Yisrael Yivorech, Beis Aaron Yivorech Yirei Hashem, Tanim Gdoilim, Yosef Aleichem, Ruchem Atem Hashem will be full of Brochas. Non-stop Brochas. V'nachnevoch, Komei Atovi Adoilim, Haleluko. That's the second stage of the Hallel, to remember that we're going through trials and tribulations and have the Oivda Voidazor outside, the modern Voidazor, old-fashioned Voidazor, that do not attribute anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Recognize they have no power, they have nothing. We have everything. We have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll show our bitochen by Hashem, and you build up your bitochen by paying attention to what's happening, nes after nes. Please, everybody, say a shevach v'idot HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you say moedim from now on. Thank Hashem for these two great nisim that happened. The more we thank Hashem, the more we go in the ways of Hashem, of chasach amitecha, the ways of chesed to one another. The emes are giving ourselves over to limud haTorah v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially now in the yontiv and ben hazmanim. We have to be mischazik in the yontiv times to have times of learning Torah. If we do that, the mitzvah Hashem, we'll see the Yeshua Hashem, the end of this, all the different forms of Avodah Zarah, and just we will be the ones that will be praising Hashem. Me'ata ve'adoyim haluku.